Week 2, Sunday, Evening Prayer 1. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Creator of the stars of night, the people's everlasting light, Redeemer, Saviour of us all, O hear your servants when they call. As once through Mary's flesh you came to save us from our sin and shame, so now, Redeemer, by your grace, come heal again our fallen race. And when on that last judgment day we rise to glory from decay, then come again, O Saviour blessed, and bring us to eternal rest. Rejoice and be glad, New Sion. See how humble your King, our Saviour, will come to you. Psalm 118. Your word is a lamp for my steps and a light for my path. I have sworn and have made up my mind to obey your decrees. Lord, I am deeply afflicted. By your word, give me life. Accept, Lord, the homage of my lips, and teach me your decrees. Though I carry my life in my hands, I remember your law. Though the wicked try to ensnare me, I do not stray from your precepts. Your will is my heritage for ever, the joy of my heart. I set myself to carry out your will in fullness for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Rejoice and be glad, New Sion. See how humble your King, our Saviour, will come to you. Strengthen the weary hands, be strong, and say, Behold, our God will come, and he will save us. Alleluia. Psalm 15. Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, You are my God. My happiness lies in you alone. He has put into my heart a marvellous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offerings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips. O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm. And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad, even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence, at your right hand happiness for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Strengthen the weary hands, be strong, and say, Behold, our God will come, and he will save us. Alleluia. The law was given through Moses, grace and truth have come through Jesus Christ. A Canticle from Philippians chapter 2. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The law was given through Moses, grace and truth have come through Jesus Christ. A reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. May the God who gives us peace make you completely His, and keep your whole being, spirit, soul, and body, free from all fault at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you will do it, for He is faithful. Responsory. Show us, Lord, your steadfast love. Show us, Lord, your steadfast love, and grant us your salvation. Show us, Lord, your steadfast love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Show us, Lord, your steadfast love. Come, Lord, and bring us peace. Let us rejoice before you with sincere hearts. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come, Lord, and bring us peace. Let us rejoice before you with sincere hearts. Intercessions. Before time began, the Word was with the Father. In the fullness of time, he came to us through the Virgin Mary. Come today through the Church, Lord Jesus. All that came to be was alive with his life. May our lives be a light for all. Come today through the Church, Lord Jesus. The Word dwells with God. May we dwell with him in the Father's love. Come today through the Church, Lord Jesus. The Word entered his own realm, and his own would not receive him. By responding to those who demand our care, may we welcome him into our hearts. Come today through the Church, Lord Jesus. The Word came among us, full of grace and truth. May all the dead be counted as children of God. Come today through the Church, Lord Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, let neither our daily work nor the cares of this life prevent us from hastening to meet your Son. Enlighten us with your wisdom, and lead us into his company. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.